From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal crash investigators said today that they have located the flight data recorder from the American Airlines plane that crashed yesterday. Flight 587 went down shortly after taking off from New York's Kennedy Airport, killing a total of at least 265 people. That includes passengers, crew, and people on the ground. The flight data recorder could yield valuable information about the cause of the crash, which at this point is still being viewed as an accident. NPR's Larry Abramson joins us now with the latest on the investigation. Larry, in years past, I would be asking you now, what evidence is there that this might be anything other than an accident, but our expectations were overturned this year, so what evidence is there that this was not an act of terrorism?
That's right. We have to disprove that now. Well, so far, the first piece of evidence we have was that we just got an elaboration on that from some of the investigators, and that is the cockpit voice recorder. This is the box, the tape recorder, that records what goes on in the cockpit. This flight was only in the air for a couple of minutes before it crashed, and they elaborated on the sounds that they heard. They heard two things that stood out, which were what they called an airframe rattle, basically a loud rattling of the airplane. Now, of course, planes rattle a lot when they take off, but they said it was significant enough that the investigative team took a note of that. They've got to go, they'll do things like compare this with the sounds of other takeoffs and see, well, is this really unusual? Is it typical of what you would experience? Is it the kind of thing that might be caused by turbulence from another plane? Then they'll go look at the radar and see, well, were other planes in the area that might have caused that? They also found remarks on this tape of the pilots mentioning twice that they had some sort of loss of control. That's all they told us. We don't have the exact words. And then soon after that, the plane went down.
That's what they've heard from the cockpit voice recorder, the sound recorder. Now they'll be listening to or looking at the flight data recorder.
That's right. And, of course, this can actually potentially yield a lot more information. The flight data recorder can have hundreds of different pieces of information about the engine speed, the attitude of the plane, which direction it was heading. But the most important thing about the voice recorder, of course, is that there's no sounds of anybody entering the cockpit. So that one scenario that we most fear now apparently did not happen.
Another set of clues as to what probably happened would be found from the debris and the way that the crash actually took place. That would tell investigators something.
That's right. And they're actually learning more about that all the time. As we all know, this debris scattered into a couple of two or three clumps. We had the main piece of the fuselage hitting these homes. We had one of the engines landing in a gas station. And then we had the tail fin of the plane, the stabilizer, this vertical piece of the plane, landed in Jamaica Bay. And that indicates that there was some sort of disintegration in the air. That could be caused by an explosion. It could be caused by a bomb, although we don't have any evidence for that. Now investigators are going to look at the way the wreckage was strewn and map it possibly against the radar that showed the plane coming down and see what happened in which order.
And I assume from the standpoint of conducting an investigation, the fact that all the pieces are so close, either on land or very close to land, would make things easier than having to dredge deep if it had gone offshore.
Well, that's right. You remember how arduous it was finding all the pieces of the wreckage of TW-800 when they were down on the bottom of the ocean floor. They have a lot of things like the jet engines are actually almost intact, so they'll be able to perform a very close examination of those right away.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.